Turn some of these lights down, Sister Crystal. Jesse did that on purpose just so you'd have to walk. Everybody tell Crystal, hurry up. What's a good one? How many of y'all excited about this new time? All right, y'all stand up. Come on. What song was that y'all were playing, Crystal, when I came in here, huh? Was it?
Oh.
come on. We serve a God, He's a mighty good God. Come on. We serve a God, He's a mighty good God. He's open doors I can't see. He's made a way for me, and He's been mighty good. How many had doors open? He's open doors I can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty God. Tell me, tell somebody. Well, open doors I can't see. He's a mighty good God. We serve a God. He's a mighty good God. He's opened doors I can't see. He's made a way for me. Yeah, He's been mighty good. I want to say it one more time. We serve a mighty good God. We serve. He's opened doors I can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good. How many need those doors open? He's opened doors I can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good. He's opened doors. He's opened doors I can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good. Well, Benita, guess what, girl? He's opened doors I can't see. He's made a way. He's opened doors you can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good. Come on, open those doors. Open doors you can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good. I think you get it. Come on. Well, open doors you can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good. Let's claim it one more time. Well, open doors you can't see. Wait for me. Well, He's been mighty good to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Somebody say, He's been mighty good to me. Say, He's been mighty good. Say, been mighty good to me. Somebody say yes. 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 How many say He's been good? He's been good. He's been good. I'm having fun. He's opened doors I can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good to me.
Why y'all singing it? We learned about it this morning.
Now, you know some people, if something negative happens, we keep talking about it over and over again. But you let God do something, amen. All He gets about one good testimony. Somebody say, I'm going to keep telling how good He's been. How many has He opened doors? Somebody say, hey, some of you.
Well, He's opened doors I can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good to me. He's opened doors I can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good to me.
Let's claim it.
Come and open doors I can't see. Come and make a way for me. Come on and be mighty good to me.
Let's pray it.
Come and open doors I can't see. Come and make a way for me. Come on and be mighty good to me.
I need Him to be good.
Come and make a doors I can't see. Come and make a way for me. Well, be mighty good to me.
Hey, open doors. How many believe he's gonna do it? Yeah! I feel like dancing. Tizo, you should do the jam. Come on. Y'all feel like having church. Oh, glory to God. Y'all are jumping all over the devil already. Come on. Somebody say, yeah, yeah. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Come on and lift up your hands and give him high praise. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Yeah, lift up your hands and give him high praise. Worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the praise. Better than me, than I've been to myself, I'm gonna praise his holy name. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Yeah. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Worthy of all the glory. I'm gonna praise his holy name. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Worthy of all that glory. Worthy of all that praise. Better than me than I've been to myself. I'm gonna praise. Lift up your hands, give him high praise. Lift up your hands, give him high praise. Lift up your hands, give him high praise. Worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the praise. Better than me than I've been to myself, I'm gonna praise his holy name. Praise his holy name, worthy of all the glory. and say hallelujah. Say Jesus is good. How good is he? Come on. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Isn't he a good God sometime? Amen. Good enough to be praised. Hallelujah. Good enough just to be praised. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. I went to the enemy and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Let's claim it one more time. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Around then he's
Come on. Can you believe what the Lord has done for me? Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He's my comforter, my helper. On him I can depend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He's my comforter, my helper. On him I can depend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
How many believe you're going to get that help?
Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He's my comforter, my helper. On him I can depend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. I'm glad by that hand. Thank you, Lord.
That mean it, sing this.
No more bondage, no more bondage. I am free from the enemy. Through the sun sets free, free and deep. No more bondage, just glorious liberty. No more bondage. I am free from the enemy. Who the sun sets free, free no more bondage. Yes, glorious.
I believe that.
Well, no more bondage. No more bondage.
You believe it, sing this.
I don't have to be sick. I don't have to be poor. Why, I am free from the enemy. Yeah, it's free. No more bondage, just glorious liberty.
I don't have to be mad. I don't have to be sad.
Why? Because I am free from the enemy. Well, Lord, the sun set. What a free, free and day. No more bondage, just glory. Thank you. bitch.
Somebody say no more.
No more bondage, it's glorious liberty.
Somebody say glory to God. How many of you made up your mind that you're not going to have any more bondage in your life? Amen.
I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name. Oh Lord, glory to your name. Oh Lord, for your name.
And greatly.
I give glory to your name.
Why don't you just start to pray in the Holy Ghost? Come on.
Doing a great thing, eh? Tell them hallelujah.
Say God's gonna do it. Say he's gonna do it.
Hallelujah.
Say, this is my year. This is my due season. Say, hallelujah. Act like it. Come on. Y'all do me a favor and pray for these chairs. Is that all right? Just start to pray for it. Come on. Somebody just pray for 7 chairs. Pray for 7 chairs. Pray for 7 chairs, please. Crystal, help us. About you. How you doing, girl? How many glad you see her to be back here tonight? How many perceive that God's doing a good thing? Why don't you just find somebody and tell them you just love her? Got somebody with him, Dean. You got a testimony for her? Can you tell us what the Lord's been doing for you? Chrissy might want to get her a mic. Go back. Come on up here, Gloria, for a second. Give us some light. Is there a mic down there somewhere? Go to the center of the room, please.
Oh, Lord.
Over. Yeah, you do. Move over there to get it. Yeah.
I don't really know where to begin. It was like, it's almost a year ago now that I came to Nation. And, you know, I heard about the Holy Ghost movement, but I didn't believe that that stuff was really happening. So I was over in that corner right there, and I was trying to praise the Lord real cute. But the Holy Ghost hit me. I could see my chair, but I couldn't go to it. Then I came back the next night. I couldn't wait to get back. I got a little bit more. Then I got this word that said to lead the sheep to greener pasture. And on the way from coming here with trying to get that word, I was so overcome by the enemy, I had to find the intercessors because I didn't know Kathy and Rita were them. So I looked up some. I said, I need coverage. It was like the devil was about to kill me when I was coming in here. And he told me that I was a part of the puzzle that was supposed to be here. I didn't know nothing about the vision of the church. And So I started working at getting people to come in, and the Lord just opened up doors and touched people hard, and they started following me. And it just awesome how the Lord just done blessed me since I went here. This is a greener pastor. I'm telling you, it is green. The prayer, you know, I pray and it answers so quick and so fast, sometimes it scares me. I didn't even know the Lord worked that fast, but you know he did. He put beautiful people in my life from Nation, T-Zock, Binky, Amanda, and Verna. I don't know what I would do without them. But Binky is always my left hand out there in the field. Even though we have attitudes together, we can't do without each other. And T-Zock, he got the new look. He's kind of getting like me. But the most important thing, I feel love here. I really do. And that beats all. And I don't care what the devil does and what comes in here to try to float me out.
Come on, staying planted.
Pray! So, because the Lord can keep on doing good things for me.
Hallelujah. Somebody that's got great faith, get up here. We're just going to pray for her. Come on. How many believe that God's got her here? If you believe, just get up here and get in agreement with us. Come on, get up here and pray with this woman with it. Pray that God gives her blessing. Come on. Call that due season to pass. Come on. People, have you ever been to Ann? You ever been to a testimony service? Somebody say praise God. Jesse and I found out, you know what? People can't be anything to a ministry until that ministry's blessed them. How many have been blessed by the ministry? I just want to hear testimonies. Is that all right? Benita, you got one for us. Has God done anything for you? Can you tell us about it? Come on. I'm sure he's done something. You wouldn't be dancing like that if he didn't. How many of y'all enjoying these testimonies? If y'all are glad she's here, give her a hand. Go to the center so you don't feed back. Go to the center so you don't feed back. All of y'all that talk on that mic, go to the center so you don't feed back.
Okay. Well, last September, I had started going back to church with Gloria. And I'm like, I still had other things on my mind I wanted to do. But at the same time, I wanted to go to church, but I got, everybody was looking at me funny. Oh, she going to church. She's selling out on us, girl. We're going to go to the club without her. So it started weighing out on me. I didn't want to go to the club. But one night I went to the club and I didn't want to go. I didn't want to be there. I said, if I can be here, I can be at church. So I was tired coming in from the club. I'm not going to lie. But I got up and I came to church. And it seemed like after I came back to church, everything started going wrong. I lost my job. I lost my car.
Testify, girl. Lost a job and a car.
So much money and rent. But I just kept saying, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I walk by faith. Now, it was some cold days because I walked Shaquille to the bus stop every day. Well, it was some cold days, but as cold as it was, we were still warm because she'll start singing a song or I start singing a song, and we make it up there to the bus stop. And now that I haven't been looking for work, it seems like it's coming to me. They kept denying me of unemployment. Now I'm starting to get that. So I don't know what else. And I'm going to get me a new car tomorrow, too. Praise God.
I believe you didn't get that car because you would have gone to a club in it. Somebody say, thank God she didn't get that car. He waited till you got that club attitude out. Amen. Say, oh, yeah, you would have. How many glad she's a good, amen? How many times you been a club in the last month? If you got to think, I'm going to come up here and lay hands on you. Come on. Yeah. Oh, she's getting there. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How's he been to you? Praise the Lord. Kathy, you want to tell us how good God's been to you? Has he been good to you? Come on up and tell us, and then we'll go on. Is that all right? Kathy just had her year anniversary, I think it was 3 weeks ago. December 31st, Kathy's been with us for 1 year. How many of y'all are glad about it? Say it was a good day when Kathy came.
It's a good day when the Holy Ghost brought me here.
Yeah.
There's just so much I couldn't even really begin to start. I guess probably the last year has just been so awesome for me. The Lord brought us here. I got a word on that, and with Dean's job. We thought it was just all coming here because he was going to get rewarded for his commitment to the family, and it was so much bigger. So much bigger than that. We didn't know we were coming here for him to get his salvation, for the Lord to get my daughters back into church. And it's just been absolutely incredible. And now it's looking like my parents are going to be coming down here. The picture is just getting bigger and bigger. We all thought it was just for a job. But God's got a much bigger plan and a much bigger picture. And he's just doing great things. And I've seen so many exciting things here at the church. Where else to go? I mean, last year was such an awesome year. We got a house, car. God made a way out of no way on so many circumstances.
Do you think God can do it for them?
Oh, absolutely.
How do they let God
absolutely.
Do it for them? How do you let God do something for you?
Claim it, believe it, even when you don't see it or you don't feel it. You have to walk in that faith. That is the biggest thing.
She says she was believing her kids would be back in church. One of them's in Bible school.
Yeah.
She's able to do much better than we think.
In Tulsa. And she's gone through so much healing since she's been up there. It's just incredible. Just incredible.
I'm getting ready for a church, y'all. Come on, Brother Jesse. How many of y'all appreciate Brother Jesse? Doesn't get much better except for me.
Amen to that. No, I'm just... How many of you appreciate Pastor Rob?
I appreciate me. You don't have to.
When you do a church, you got to learn to appreciate yourself every now and then.
Yeah.
No. Well, are you all ready for tonight's offering? I brought enough envelopes for everybody to give 3 offerings, so when we run out of envelopes, then Pastor Rod will preach. So now you can stand up. Yeah. Amen. Well, we're in 21 days as you're getting ready. It's not over yet. We got one more week, and we end Thursday's our last day. But it's been awesome. I can testify that what I sought out to accomplish and what I asked God to do in me, he's done, and he's been faithful, and it was well worth it. I got more out of it than I put into it, which meant it was a very good thing to do. And while before it's over, I would encourage all of you, I know most of you've been, but make it. It's here at 5:30 in the morning. I know that's early, but it's been awesome. It hasn't even been that difficult. It's been difficult in the past to do it, but there's been a grace on it, and God's really blessed it. And I just want to encourage you, before that's over, come out and believe God and just see what he does. Kathy's talking about faith, and it's so real. You know, if I can just plant a seed every time I'm in front of you, so that when you see my face, I hope the one thing when you think of when you see me is, that person said I can make it, that person said I could do it in Jesus' name, because you can, and it's not about you, it's about God. If anyone's more unqualified, it would be me, but God is more than qualified, and he's more than enough to use somebody like me to do what I'm doing. So if he can do something for me, he can do it in your life. Amen. He can make something out of nothing. So I want you to get that in your spirit, because God's about to do some more things you never thought were possible. So be ready, be open, and be obedient. Be where God wants you, and do the crazy thing he tells you to do when it doesn't look like it makes sense. All right? And it'll work. Lift that offering up in the air. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to produce fruit in your kingdom. We thank you for the seed that we're sowing and planting And Lord, I thank you that it's coming back to us and that we're reaping a blessing, Father. I thank you for more than enough in Jesus' name. I thank you that you're multiplying us in every area of our life and increasing us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can bring your tithes and your offerings in Jesus' name.
How many believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost? Come on. And you appreciate it. Come on. Give God the praise tonight. Come on, give him some praise. Just lift up your hands. Hallelujah. I thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I just sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Isn't he a sweet Savior? Come on. Give him praise. Come on. Yes. Thank you, Father. You're doing good, girl. You look wonderful. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I just sense him doing a new thing in our midst, and I like it. Amen. Isn't God doing something wonderful? Praise you, Jesus. I would do something if I were you. I'd just lift up my hands. Amen. If you want to. They should say, if I just couldn't say a word, all I could do is wave my hand. Amen. I'm serious. It'll do you some good. Amen. It's good to just to sit in the presence of the Lord. Everything's going to be all right. Don't you worry about a thing. Amen. He's here to meet your need. Amen. Hallelujah. Just thank him. Oh, we love you, Father. Keep doing what you're doing, Father. Just say, have your way, Holy Ghost. Ooh, the devil's been so busy, but God's been better than the devil's been bad. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. He's tried everything he could try. But just thank God you're still standing. Amen. If the devil had his way, he would have lost a long time ago. Amen. But by the grace of God, you're still here. And we need to give God the praise for it. Is it all right if you just stand up just for a moment? Amen. I know we need to go on. Amen. But I just want to give God all the praise he's due. Amen. I'm just thinking about something in my heart. I'm just glad to be here. Is that all right? Amen. I'm just so happy to be here. I'm so glad God held it together so I could be a part of your life and you could be a part of mine. Amen. Just give him praise and thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You had no idea what it took, amen, to get us to this point. Amen. If you only knew how far we had to come to get where God's got us, come on. But God did it, amen. And he's not going to leave us along the way. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Just honor his presence, amen. Just honor the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's so good. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. How many can sense the presence of the Lord in this place? I know, isn't it wonderful? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Crystal, do you want to come on up? Hallelujah. Come on up here, girl. What do you believe the Lord's about to do? Why don't you get us and tell us, eh? Jesse, why don't you get her together? You know, people have suffered, amen, for what God's about to do. How many are you glad about that? Tell us what you believe the Lord's about to do, girl. Seriously, amen. Y'all sit down for just a moment. Do y'all appreciate the girl, amen? Some say, you don't know what it took for her to still be here, amen? Went through hell, amen. Glory to God. Went through hell so you can get a little piece of heaven. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Some say, I thank you. I appreciate it, amen.
Well, first of all, I want to say that is true, you know. But it's worth it. It is definitely worth it. And, you know, on Friday night, when we got that word that this is the season of more than enough, you know, I truly believe that. And I believe that God's about to take us to the next level in that, that God wants to release a lot of things and that we've just got to make a choice just to stand firm, to stand on the promise and not to waver in what God's already told us to do. And God spoke that to me even on Friday night. I was just sitting over there in the chair. And God said, you know, it's about choices, you know, to choose to be blessed, to choose to hear the word, and to choose to believe it. And, you know, no matter what you're going through, right now I'm probably going through, I'll be honest, probably one of the hardest trials in my life. But, you know, people always say, well, you look so happy. You never look like you're in a bad mood and you're always smiling. And God said, you just got to keep doing that. You know, no matter how you feel, if you want to be blessed in this season, just maintain it. Be consistent. You know, don't take the smile off your face no matter what you're going through. And, you know, I just truly believe that, that if you can stand fast, you know, just hold yourself in your place. Don't let anything move you. Don't let any circumstance, because I'll tell you what, when a season like this comes about, the devil's going to throw everything in your path to try to move you, to try to knock you out of that place, because he doesn't want you to be blessed. He wants to steal that from you. And so I just want to encourage you to just stand strong and just believe the word, hold on to it, and run with it. Because if you believe it and apply yourself 100%, God will return it 100%, and it'll come to pass in your life. So that's what I believe God's going to do in this season.
Crystal, why don't you repeat it with me? Say, God's about to do something big for me. Amen.
God's
say, y'all don't
do
worry about me. Everything's going
to
be all right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Say, I'm about to get a breakthrough. Tell them.
I'm about to get a breakthrough.
Say, I'm about to get a big breakthrough.
I'm about to get a big breakthrough.
Say, when you see me shouting.
When you see me shouting.
Notice I got it. Amen.
Notice I got it.
Hallelujah. You don't have to drive to Dallas to get it, amen. Somebody say, praise God for that. I don't have to go back to D.C. to get it. Somebody say, thank God for that, amen. I don't have to die to go to heaven to get it either, amen. Somebody say, praise God, hallelujah. Got praise the Lord, matches there, amen. Light candles, whatever, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God, receipts. Somebody say, I can get blessed.
I can get blessed.
Right here and right now. And if you apply your faith to it, you will be, or you can sit there and look stupid and get nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. But I don't know about you, but I've been going through the storm, and I'm glad that God said that trouble don't last always, and hallelujah, the storm is over. Amen. I'm going to apprehend and grab a hold of what God has for me by faith and be blessed immediately.
Amen.
I know how to be blessed.
Amen.
Somebody say, I know how to hold on. Somebody say, you know, we got to learn how, you know, how to keep our faith solid when you're going through tests, when you're going through trials, when you're going through tribulation, when you're going through persecution. You got to learn to hold your head up. Amen. How to keep a smile on your face, like Crystal said. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I tell you one, we've been through some stuff, but I glory to God. I know what it feels like to go through some mess. I've been through some mess, but I'm about to go through the bless. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm ready to get through the rest of it. Amen. At the end of the road, amen, there is a pot of gold. Somebody say, praise God. And I'm about to be blessed. I'm just prophesying that to you right now. Amen. If you can hold on just a little while longer, watch what God does. Amen. And I don't even need to say just a little while longer. I believe he's going to do it immediately. Somebody say, thank God. You get your faith out there for it. God can do it.
Amen.
Oh, y'all are sitting there looking at me like I'm crazy. Amen. Some of you might just miss this train. Amen. Get the CD and go. Amen. We got lots of Through the Water CDs and Through the Wilderness CDs. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm ready to move on. Amen. Get on to the good stuff. How about you?
Amen.
I'm here to tell you tonight, God's about to bless you.
Yeah.
God's about to bless you. This is the season of opportunity. Somebody say praise God. Don't go freaking out. Don't go cracking out. Amen. We got a word from the Holy Ghost on New Year's Eve. Every game you play, you'll lose. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But you can get serious about life and get serious about God and go on and be blessed. Somebody say praise God for that. I tell you what, listen. Mark chapter 13, verse 34. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the potter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not hour, you know not when your master of the house comes, at evening or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly, somebody say suddenly,
suddenly,
he find you what? Sleeping. Some say suddenly.
Suddenly.
Find you sleeping.
Sleeping.
I like that suddenly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly catches
yeah.
slow people. Amen. How many slow ones we got? Amen. Slow to get your stuff together. Slow to get a clue. Slow to hear a word. Amen. We were talking. We liked that new commercial that was out there. How many seen that new commercial? I love it. I love that commercial where the guy was talking about investments, you know, and how he just does everything real slow. He was sitting at the table with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend was across the table from him. The girlfriend looks him in his eye with love in her eyes, and she says, I love you. He waits for about 15 seconds or 20 seconds. He looks at her like this, and she's waiting for a response from him. He's just sitting there, amen? And all of a sudden, she gets up frustrated and walks away, and after she walks away, he looks at the empty chair and goes, I love you too. Amen. Jesse was telling me he watched it one time. You know, somebody was playing tennis, and as he was playing tennis, somebody shot the tennis ball across the net. Amen. The tennis ball went shooting by, and then all of a sudden, after the tennis ball was gone, the guy went. Amen. My favorite one was the guy was going through the toll booth, and the guy was going through the toll booth, crashed through the gate that was supposed to come up. Amen. When they put the money down, he crashed through the gate, and after he got through the gate, he threw his money out the window. Somebody say, amen. That reminds me of some of these people that decide that tithing and sowing offerings, amen? They wait till they crash through the gate, then throw their little bit of coins out the car window. Somebody say, amen. If you would have just put the coin in before you got to the gate, amen, you would have dented up your car, amen? Somebody say, timing.
Timing.
You can miss God. Let me tell you something straight up. You can miss God acting stupid. I've missed planes before, amen? I mean, I used to be the king of missing planes. You know, I used to think the plane would wait for me, amen? Them planes don't wait. You get there, everything is gone, amen? Waiting and thinking they're going to hold up for you. Well, there are certain things, amen? There are certain blessings and certain opportunities. You got to be at the right place at the right time, amen?
Amen.
To get what God has for you. Or you can be stupid and catch the next boat out, amen? You better ride this thing while you can. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's like that man at the pool of Bethesda. Sat there, the water was troubled, and Jesus asked the man at the pool of Bethesda, listen, why aren't you getting in the water? Why aren't you healed? He said, every time the water, nobody helps me. Nobody helps me get in the water so I can get healed. I done missed it how long? God knows how long the boy was sitting there and seeing the water troubled, and he's stuck there at the pool crying for somebody to pick him up and put him in. And he didn't know that his opportunity, which was Jesus, was right there in front of his face. Amen?
Amen.
He waiting for the water to get troubled again. Here was his deliverance right there in front of his face. He was complaining about what somebody else forgot to do or what somebody else should have done. He would have missed his blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Look at somebody and say, don't act stupid.
Don't act stupid.
And miss what God has for you.
And miss what God has for you.
I like that one. That should be the title of this message. Amen? Somebody say, stop acting stupid. You'll miss your boat. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you what. So right here, it says, listen, he took a far journey. Somebody say, he gave, for the Son of Man taking a, a,
For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his what? Servants. How many of you want to have supernatural authority? How many know that the Bible says you'll have authority to do all these other things? Let me tell you what. Everybody doesn't have authority.
Amen.
Wonder why you got so many weaklings in the church, so many weaklings in the body of Christ. Amen. Fish on the back of your car doesn't give you authority. Tucking a Bible under your arm. I don't care how big it was. I saw somebody walking around with one of them big family Bibles. I mean, you know that's a trip. Glory to God. I mean, a big family Bible. He might have got built up some muscles on his arm, amen, but that's not going to give him any more authority in God. Amen? Now, who got authority? Who got authority? A servant gets authority. Tell somebody that. Say, servants receive authority. It says he left unto his, he didn't leave unto everybody. He didn't give it to everybody. Everybody was just following behind. There were a whole lot of people just marching behind. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But he didn't give authority. Everybody just hangs out. You can't get authority just hanging around church. Glory to God.
Amen.
He gives his servants, people that have a servant's heart, servant's mind, servant's attitude, they'll get authority. Mm-hmm. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
And people that have authority will get everything they want from God.
Amen. Amen.
How many of you want supernatural authority to make mountains get out of your way?
Amen.
Anybody been wondering why their authority hadn't been working? If you don't have any authority over you, how do you expect to flow in authority? Now, I like this word authority. He gave them authority. Somebody say authority. Now, authority can be broken down like this, okay? It can be superhuman ability. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Servants have superhuman abilities. That means like Superman. Somebody say, praise God. When we work with God and we do things for God and we say, listen, I'm going to serve God with all I got. He's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do it with all of my heart, with the spirit of excellence. Somebody say, I should do it like Superman.
Do it like Superman.
God told me to answer the phone. I'm going to answer it like Superman. Glory to God. God told me to play the keyboard. I'm going to play it like Superman. Amen. He told me to play the drums. I'm going to beat them like Superman. Amen.
Amen.
He told me to love others. I'm going to love them like Superman. Somebody say, authority is superhuman ability.
Superhuman ability.
It's not somebody put a little hat on your head, a little name tag on your jacket. Service receives something from the Holy Ghost. Superhuman ability to get over stuff. Somebody say, praise God. You're going to need anointing. You're going to need that superhuman ability, amen? Because if you try to do it in your flesh, people will trip you out, wear you out.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise
you got to learn to do some stuff, amen? You got to learn how to handle finances like Superman, amen? Make that penny scream, glory to God. Somebody say, superhuman ability. That's what this thing is all about, amen? He gave them authority. He gave superhuman. Listen, that authority also means what? It means freedom. How many want some freedom in life? How many want freedom in life?
Amen.
You're going to need authority. God's authority will give freedom over your life. When you become a servant of God, it says this word, another word for this authority is freedom or liberty. You want to find someone who says, I got authority in God. Do they have any freedom? Do they have liberty? Amen. How many got freedom and liberty? You found out when you started to serve God, amen? Amen. The devil's not cracking a whip over your back anymore. And somebody wonder why you still not, amen, how you making it. Somebody say, amen, I've got authority in God, amen?
Amen.
If I want to pray tomorrow, I can pray tomorrow, amen? Somebody say, oh, well, you can't. Somebody say, you can't do nothing about it, amen?
Amen.
That's authority, amen?
Yes.
Somebody say, authority.
Authority.
He'll make a way for you out of no way, glory to God. So don't you fear what God tells you to do, amen? Let me tell you what, if God told you to do something, he told you to serve him with all of your heart, he'll provide for his vision.
Amen.
He'll get provision for his vision. I don't care if you got six people in there, you'll still be able to be there, amen? I've learned that lesson. I've learned that lesson. We sat up here, amen, they thought, well, they won't be there too long with them four people sitting up in there. We're still here, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We're still free. Well, he's going to have to do this. He's going to have to do that. He's going to have to. Amen. Somebody say liberty and freedom.
Liberty and freedom.
That's what this authority that God gave his servants. And you're going to find that out as you choose to serve God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. You got to lose all your fear. Bible says he who the Son sets free is free indeed. He doesn't give you authority in prison. Somebody say, praise God. He gave you authority to be free. And you realize you're free and stop worrying about stuff. The devil's trying to put you in bondage. Some of you free, you need to accept it and enjoy it and go on and do what God wants you to do. Amen? Amen. Oh, my life going to fall apart. Hadn't fall apart yet. What am I going to do with myself? Dummy, give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and live. Amen. The Bible tells you don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has concerns for itself.
That's right.
Free to worship. See, that's how the devil gets over on us. Amen. Tells us all kind of stuff. Amen. Let me tell you what, this authority is superhuman ability. It's freedom. It's liberty. The devil is after your freedom. The devil is after your liberty. How many people get in hang-ups? I found that the anointing of the Holy Ghost sets people free. Doesn't make them lazy, slack, and bums. Amen.
Amen.
It gives them freedom. He'll make a way. Somebody say, praise God. Free to be what God wants them to be. Some say, I will not be boxed in. I will not be caged in. I will be free, and I'll still be blessed.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God. You're wondering about your stuff. How long will this go on? How long will this liberty last? I'll run out of money. Never had one any when you started. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You can go. Amen. I'd bank on Jesus. I'd bank on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, if you provided for me yesterday, you provided for me today. You know what? I believe you'll be there tomorrow.
Amen.
Some say, I have confidence in this God-delegated, God-given authority.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You'll find yourself walking in supernatural favor. I believe this is a message for ministers tonight. Amen. People that want to do something for God. Amen. People that want to step out. Somebody say, hallelujah. Look at somebody said, I've given you authority to walk over snakes and serpents and all that stuff. Glory to God, to get over stuff, to handle poison, amen, and trippy people.
Amen.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. People get mad. You know what? The Holy Ghost sends somebody with an anointing on the Holy Ghost that won't be bound, amen, that won't be caught up in stuff. You won't bind me, glory to God. You won't have me stuck in a box somewhere. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now this also authority means delegated authority. Somebody say authority.
Authority.
Now see, he gives authority to his servants. How many of you want that authority? How many of you want that kind of authority in your life?
Amen.
Authority that gives you freedom. Amen. That gives you ability. Amen. I tell you what, when you put yourself under authority, you set yourself free. So many people are trying to be free and trying to escape authority, think they're going to put something on, you know, afraid of responsibility, afraid of accountability, afraid of all that other stuff. They think it's just going to trap them up. I tell you what, when you learn the authority of the Holy Ghost, when you learn the authority of the church, when you learn the authority of the ministry, when you learn authority, guess what's going to happen? You're going to find liberty. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That word servanthood means subjection. How many say, thank God for that? I tell you what, there were times in my life I whooshed. Some say, whooshed. Everybody say, whooshed.
Whooshed.
For somebody to be a man or a woman of God, amen, had a vision of God that I can get in there, amen, and be a part of it and see some things come to pass in my life.
Amen.
Some of you are in bondage to the devil because you won't yield to the Holy Ghost. People think, I don't want to go to church. My style will be cramped. My lifestyle will be cramped. Amen. I won't be able to do this. I won't be able to do that. Dummy, you realize you get into God, you can do more things you ever thought you could do. Amen.
Amen.
It'll set you free. It ain't going to box you up.
Amen.
I mean, this didn't crap. I'm going to tell you what, this hadn't crapped my lifestyle. It's decked me out. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, the world can't hang. You can't dance, but so fast.
Amen.
Amen. And every trip you get on, you come back down. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The things of God, you can go on forever.
Amen.
The world's got its end. The enemy comes but to kill, steal, and destroy and do all that other stuff. God said, I've come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. It gives you possibility. Worldliness is tired. Old. Can't nobody party like Holy Ghost folk.
Amen.
You can go to the meanest club, amen. You can go to the meanest club. When you get a good Holy Ghost meeting, they can't hang.
Amen.
Amen.
They can't hang. Come on. They can't hang.
Amen.
playing them old songs, amen. Old song, people can't rap, can't understand half the things they're saying, amen. And we still, amen, they can't hang. Amen. Got to watch your back, make sure you don't get shot as you're trying to be free. Somebody say praise the Lord. But when you get with God, when you get with God, he gives you liberty, he gives you freedom, and he blesses you along the way.
Amen.
Now he said, listen, this is a servant, and he gave authority to his servants and to every man. Somebody say to every man.
To every man.
To some of them.
To every man.
So he said, I want you to bless me. Bless me, Jesus. Somebody say, God's already given you something. Amen. Say, guess what God gave you?
Guess what God gave you?
A work.
A work.
Say, I don't got no job. Well, yes, you do. He said he gave to every man what? He gave authority to his servants and to every man his work. Mm-hmm. If you're a servant, guess what? You still got to work. If you're not a servant, guess what?
You got to work.
You still got to work. So he said, well, I just don't have the gift of servanthood. You still got to work. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That's just not my ministry. That's just not my personality. You still got to work whether you realize it or not. Somebody say, amen. Saved, unsaved, you still got to work. You still going to be, you know, there are going to be lots of people up there that never been saved. They may go and say, didn't I tell you to preach the gospel in China? They didn't know they had to work. Everybody's got to work that God expects to get out of them. Oh, that's the pastor's job. No, you got to work too. Some say every man.
Every man.
He's got to work.
He's
got to
work.
Glory to God. And we need to be faithful and get our mind set, get our heart set, get on God. Amen. That we be able to do what God calls us to do. I like that. He gave authority to his servants. Amen. That means you can do, when you pick up, okay, I'm just going to submit to God and be subjected to the Holy Ghost. Amen. I have authority to do my work. Amen. That servanthood attitude will bless us. Servant attitude will make your work easier. Amen. How would you like to do your work with no authority? Isn't that a trip? Listen, do that work. Somebody say work.
Work.
That work means deed, act. This is real easy. Oh, what's the work? Oh, my work is this. No, this is, I'm going to break it down for you. That word is deed, act. Somebody say doing.
Doing.
Didn't say thinking. Deed, act, doing. Labor, somebody say labor.
Labor.
Glory to God. Toil. Work. Somebody say work. How'd you like somebody to hire you and you get up there and pray about what the boss wants you to do? That's what it is with Christian folks sometimes. We get a job at McDonald's, we go sit down, you know, by the French fry machine and think about what the supervisor would have us do. Amen. I'm just praying about them, you know, just praying about what I was hired to do. Amen. I guess I have to get to work sooner or later. You know, it's strange that work in the world means something different than work in the Bible. Hmm. Say, work is work.
Work is work.
Say it. Work.
Work.
Everybody, now if we said money in the Bible, we all know what money means, amen. But we say money, we all know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. We can receive that real easy. We don't need no interpretation. We don't need to break it down in Greek. Amen. We need to convince people about it. Amen. They you know, they got it. Amen. I've never had to break money down for people. Amen. Now, money in the Greek means, it's, you know, never had to do that. Amen. But when you talk about money, we got to get real deep with it. Amen. What does work mean in the Greek? You know, some people get, you know, well, it's for some people. So what do we learn tonight? Somebody say, every man. Everybody circle that in your Bible. So God's not going to get on me. Amen. When we get to heaven, you're not going to be able to blame me. Somebody say, amen. Every man or woman, period, point blank, has a work. Amen. And he said, listen, and he commanded the porter, somebody say porter, to do what? To do what?
To watch.
What did he command the porter to do?
To watch.
So say, why are you always worried about what I'm doing for the Lord? You better mind your own business. I'm commanded of God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. God's got stuff together. God's got managers and supervisors. You know what that porter is? I had to study that too because I couldn't understand. What's the porter? What's the porter? He commanded, he gave every man his work and commanded the porter. He said, listen, he commanded the warden, to watch. To make sure that stuff is getting done. Isn't it good? Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now listen, we have this work to do and we need to watch. And that watch, somebody say, stay awake.
Stay awake.
Tell somebody again, stay awake.
Stay awake.
Stop sleeping. Point somebody inside and say, wake up.
Wake up.
Oh, wake, O Israel. Put off the slumber.
Amen.
Amen. And what is it? And the truth shall set you free. For out of Zion comes thy deliverer in the year of Jubilee.
Glory to God.
Isn't it amazing that God's telling us that this is our due season, this is our Jubilee. And along with that, we also need to wake up. Isn't it amazing he has to tell people to wake up before the year of Jubilee? Wake up, you're about to get blessed. That means that certain people have the ability to sleep through Jubilee. So say, wake up, O Israel. Put off your slumber so you can catch it. Glory to God. There are a lot of people that are spiritually sleeping. Their senses are messed up. They can't discern anything. They can't figure anything out. They can't discern the season. We learned this morning. He said, listen, you don't know what time it is. Amen. That's why he sends the Holy Ghost and the spirit of prophecy to tell you. And you get it. You got to learn in your spirit how to hear the word of God. Say, listen, I don't understand. The Bible told me I wouldn't know. So I just got to take face value. This is due season. John the Baptist came telling, listen, prepare ye the way of the Lord. It's time. No dummy was sitting right there listening to John the Baptist. Amen. Their time was right there and they missed it because they couldn't listen to what John the Baptist said. Some say, this is the year. Amen. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, win. And I'm here to tell you by the spirit of the Holy Ghost, if you can grab a hold of it with your spirit, amen, and hold on to it, that this is the due season that God has been talking about, amen, but you got to wake up in your spirit. Wake up and realize what's going on and take advantage of it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. That's why I said, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm and wake the people up. Pray. You ever try to get people out of bed, didn't want to get out of bed? Amen. You ever tried to do that? Amen. Wake up, it's school time. Glory to God. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, it's the same way with some of these people. They're asleep in bed right now, and God's trying to move in their life. God's trying to do miracles. God's trying to bring on revival, amen, but they're asleep. I'm going to say, put it off. Put off that slumber, amen, and keep watch. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, this word right here, y'all enjoying this tonight?
Amen.
If you enjoy this tonight, you're listening, you're going to wake up. You're going to wake up to the things of God. You're going to wake up and take advantage of what you're going to be hugging and kissing me in about 8 to 9 months. I tell you that straight up.
Amen.
See, when you told me that the first time, I was so mad at you, I wanted to slap your eyes out your head. Amen. But I'm so glad I woke up and found out what God was trying to do in the midst of a screwed up economy. Amen. I heard that God was ready to bless me. Whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like shouting.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch ye therefore, for you don't know when the master of the house comes. So that's what it is for so many people. Now it's talking about the coming of the Lord. Amen. But your deliverance, the master of this house is coming. Amen. Look up for it. Amen. Get ready. Somebody say hallelujah. He's coming. Amen. Get ready. Amen. Get ready. The same way we're expecting him to come in the sky. So many people are going to be so dense and so dumb, they're going to miss it.
Amen.
Anybody that's not waiting for his coming, anybody that's not looking for him to come, they'll miss it. They'll catch the second bus. If you're not expecting him to come, don't think he's going to come and wake you up. He said he's coming quickly as a thief in the night. Glory to God. The Bible does teach us that. You think about it and you check your theology. I mean, he said, in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, they don't have time to come. All right, now, get yourself together spiritually. We got to go. Come on, rapture time, rapture time. Somebody say amen. They say, here we are. Let's go. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, for those that await his appearing. So say, what are you talking about, Brother Rod? If I said the sinner's prayer 15 years ago, that means you're going to be raptured. Show it to me in the Bible. It says you'll be saved. You'll be saved. You'll get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. But that rapture is going to take place for those that await his appearing. It's going to happen by faith and obedience. Some of these people, if you can't get healed unless you believe, how are you going to get raptured if you don't believe?
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Everything God does, he does it by faith. And those people that can't believe that God would ever come in the sky, I don't believe, oh, he going to crack the sky. Come on, be for real. Amen. You'll miss it. If you don't have the faith to believe that he can come in the sky and catch you away in a moment of twinkling of an eye, you won't be. Amen. You won't receive it. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. Glory to God. People that can't believe God healed people today, how, you know, crack me up about people. They don't believe that God speaks in tongues anymore, that God heals the sick, raises the dead, do all those other things, but they expect him to crack the sky open. Amen. He's going to crack the sky and all these Christians are going to appear, you know. Amen. You don't believe that. Amen. If you can't believe these little things, then how are you going to believe the big thing? You better exercise your faith.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Therefore, keep watch. Somebody say, look up and get ready. Amen. He sends prophets and he sends people out there to sound the alarm and to wake people up to get ready for what God's about to do for them. Amen. And those that hear, you got to hear the blessing before it comes.
Amen.
You got to hear it. Somebody say, you got to hear what God wants to do for you. You got to hear it and apply your faith to it. And then it starts to manifest. If you can't hear it, you won't be able to experience it. We don't like the way God does some of these things. We don't understand it. We expect him to be like everybody else. But from the beginning of time, God has already, he's always spoke it out. And then after he spoke it out, he performed it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I say it again. Glory to God. This is the due season of God. Amen. Wake up and get ready for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. I say it again. This is the due season of God. Do something about it. Amen.
Glory to
this
God.
Is the due season of God. This is the time of opportunity. Amen. This is the time of the favor of the Lord. Do something about it.
Amen.
Amen. Pray in the Holy Ghost just for a moment. Amen. I'm just sensing the presence of the Holy Ghost. Somebody got faith, grab a hold of it. Amen. Somebody's got faith, grab a hold of it. Somebody's got faith, grab a hold of it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Start to tell people about it. Amen. Start to confess it out of your mouth. Amen. Start to confess it out of your mouth. Listen, watch ye therefore, for you don't know when the master of the house cometh, at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, somebody say suddenly, he find you sleeping. Lest coming, when that word suddenly means unexpectedly. So say unexpectedly.
Unexpected.
Say it one more time. Unexpectedly.
Unexpected.
Say it again. Unexpectedly.
Unexpected.
Unexpectedly. Unless coming unexpectedly, then this coming, we're referencing it to God, your breakthrough coming, your deliverance coming, your miracle coming, amen, or the coming of the Lord. Somebody say unexpectedly. Unexpected. Now we know that faith is substance of things hoped for, and our hope is what? Expectation. Mm-hmm. Hope is nothing but expectation. So if God comes when you don't have a hope, guess what? You're going to miss it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Whatever, if you don't expect God to do something in this season, guess what? He's going to come suddenly on you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, there won't be any suddenlies like that in my life. Amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I will always have an expectation. I'll always be open for the opportunity of God. I expect him to bring me out. I expect him to deliver me. Amen. He can do exactly what he wants to do when he wants to do it. He can do it at midnight. Amen. He can do it in the morning. Glory to God. He can do it when the cock crows. I don't care when he does it. As long as he does it, I expect him to do it. Amen. I don't have to wait to get 15,000 people to see God bring me out. He can do it in the morning. He can do it tonight. Somebody can walk through that door right now and with my deliverance. Somebody say hallelujah. I expect God. He won't catch me off guard. Where is it? Somebody say, I expect him to come through. Amen. That's how you get your blessing. You got to expect it.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, he's the God of the suddenlies. Amen. My God, what does that God of the suddenlies mean? Amen. He's the God that meets every expectation.
Amen.
Oh, y'all not enjoying this tonight. Woo! Glory to God. You got to get to the point to where you expect God to come through more than your doomsday.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your battle, when it looks like it's all over and done with, God's about to come through for you, expect a breakthrough. Expect a miracle.
Amen.
Ho-ho. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Say hallelujah. How many are expecting God to do something? Amen.
Yes.
That word suddenly means unexpectedly. Somebody say unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly.
Woohoo. See, you got to know there's a time to sleep and there's a time to be awake. We had that season. Let me tell you what, you should have been in here. We preached for about 5 months on the rest of God. Rest. Rest. Mm-hmm. There's a rest that I've called you unto. We said rest. It's all right to rest. Everybody needs a rest every now and then, but now it's time to get your butt up. Glory to God. Wake up. Glory to God. You got the message. Amen. Now wake up and expect God to do something. Amen. This word, amen, this word, lest he come and find you sleeping, lest he come and find you resting. Glory to God. There's a time to rest. Amen. He said, rest up while the devil does his bid. Amen. Let the devil wear himself out. You rest in God. No, he'll show up when you need him. Somebody say hallelujah. Sleep through the devil's battle, amen. When storms are going on, all that other stuff, you put your trust in Jesus, just rest in the Holy Ghost and say, I'm going to wait this thing out.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah, I'm going to regain my strength. I'm going to mount up on the wings as eagles. Somebody say, hallelujah, just rest. Glory to God. Don't sweat yourself. Glory to God. Don't exert yourself. Don't wear yourself out. When that due season comes, God's going to say, now wake up. We're going to whip them together. I'm going to tell you something straight up. Whether you realize it or not, for the last 2 years, I've been resting real good. Somebody say hallelujah. But it's time to wake up. Glory to God. And get ready and do what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. I feel like running through a wall. I've done it before and we'll do it again. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say, wake up. Poke somebody in the side and say, wake up.
Wake up.
Expect a miracle. Be alert and ready. Amen.
Yes.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Be alert and ready. Don't be asleep. Ain't nothing good come today. Amen. Hey, I'm out here. Come on now. Boot the horn 5 times. Glory to God. You better be waiting at the gate. Look at them virgins. You know, there's lesson and lesson after the time. Say, God don't wait for people.
Amen. He doesn't.
You wait on him. He don't wait for you. Amen. Glory to God. When he ready to move, he just moves. Time is in his hand. Say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Amen. Nowhere in the Bible say, Lord, wait on me. Amen. Wait on me, Lord. Amen. Ain't nowhere in the Bible. Amen. Say, wait on the Lord. You be of good courage. Amen. When he's ready to move, he's ready to move. You move with him. Amen.
Amen.
And now is the time for you to wake up out of your slumber. Come alive to God. Find out what he wants to do. Get an expectation. Exert yourself. Get up and dance if you have to. Glory to God. Amen. Expect your miracle. Start to speak it. Amen.
Amen.
Time to let that nightmare end. Glory to God. Wake up and find out what's really going on. You ain't lost a thing. Some of you had nightmares and thought you died in the middle of it. Glory to God. Thought you lost. Anybody ever dreamt that stuff? Somebody say amen. Somebody say it was just a dream. You're still here.
Amen.
You still got hope. God's still coming. I used to have a problem when I was in school. I guess it was just a prophetic thing or something. Amen. I used to get so mad. My mom would have a time with me. I would almost be crying. And before every field trip, I had already gone in my dreams. You know, I was so mad. I woke up. I was already at the zoo or already at the circus. No, I was all mad. Amen. I had already experienced it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That dream's about to come to pass. That dream's about to come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always. Amen. We sang it when you came in here the first week that you came in here. Some of you, amen. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Look up. The storm cloud passes over. Everything is going to be all right. Amen. Somebody say, new day. Stand up and bless the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Lest he come suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say, and I like the way Paul, this man preached, Mark, I think it was Jesus that was saying this. Amen. And Jesus had to make things real clear because people could be hard-headed. And he said, and what I say, some people like to exclude themselves from stuff. You know, that's for them over there. That's for this one over there. Amen. Amen. He said, and what I say unto you all. Amen. Amen. He made it real clear. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, everybody better wake up.
Everybody better wake up.
I don't have to be at work till 3. Amen. That's not my schedule. What do I got to get up for? Somebody say, he said, what I say? Somebody say, glory to God. Well, I didn't like that message he preached. What I say? I say to you all. It's in the Bible. Amen. Look at it. Somebody say, glory to God. Well, God just got me in a season of peace. He just got me in a season of rest. You don't know what I've been through. What I say? Amen. I say to you all, wake up. Hallelujah. God is bringing somebody mailing here tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Why don't you act like you're happy about that? Amen. Hallelujah. Some of y'all still playing games. You'll find out that the man hurt God. Amen. Don't find out too late. Amen. Don't let your blessing be to learn to hear a word. Amen. Hallelujah. Next time he speaks, I'm going to do something about that. Amen. Well, I wish I had gotten in on that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From Bungusin, and I just raise up holy hands. Amen. And thank God for that due season. Amen. And say, awake my soul right now in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to do it. Say, awake!
My
soul,
in the name of Jesus.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Just pray it right now in the Holy Ghost. We got about 5 minutes. Just pray it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you that feel like you're sleeping, I'm going to pray for you. I believe that anointing's on me right now. I sense that anointing's on me right now. If there has been a spirit of slumber on you, I'm going to pray for you, and you're going to come out of that sleep, glory to God. Get up here, amen, hallelujah, or miss it, glory to God. Come on, if you want deliverance in that area, get up here right now in the name of Jesus. Amen, you will sense, amen, that new life. Somebody say hallelujah, glory to God. You're going to be awake to reap. Ooh, y'all, there's some good stuff going on. There's some good stuff going on. There's harvest time. Somebody say, awake. Glory to God. If that anointing's going to come on you, you're going to find some stuff happening in your life. You're going to find some stuff happening in your life. Glory to God. You're going to find energy you never thought you had before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're looking good. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now watch the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Y'all just start to rejoice and lift up holy hands. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's a blessing. Glory to God. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Wake up. Thank you, Jesus. Wake up. in the name of Jesus. Come out of it and wake up in the name of Jesus. That dream is over. Wake up in the name of Jesus. And do something good in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. 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 There's some life-changing situations about to come over in your life. Glory to God. That thing you've been dealing with the last 18 years. Glory to God. It's a nightmare. Glory to God. But it's over in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're about to wake up to a new day. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't it good? 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody practice. Put one foot out of the bed. Glory to God. Let's practice that. Come on. Everybody just get one foot out. Say, hey, oh, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, uh-oh, there they go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're getting up. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. That sleeping giant's going to arise in you.
Yes.
That sleeping giant will arise in you. Glory to God. That sleeping giant will arise in you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Then just pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, ha ha, ha ha. You need to tell the devil, I'm not dead, I was just resting, glory to God. I'm still here. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. But I'm going to do steady mana ashida behind the loose stick in your handy usta. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Woo-hoo! Shamahando subaha. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to have angelic visits in the morning. Glory to God. I just sense that right now. About woo-hoo! I better leave it alone. I better leave it alone. We spoke it out. Bell's my witness. We spoke it out right here in this house that the Lord would show his face to certain individuals. Amen. That the Lord would show his face. We were out there visiting Brother David. And Brother David was very sick, and his wife was a Catholic woman. Amen. Mary was there, and she was very distraught. So she went home because she couldn't take it. Amen. And she went to open up a closet, I believe it was. And as she opened up a closet, she wasn't here for that message. Amen. About seeing the face of God. She said she opened up the closet, and there was the face of the Lord right there in front of her and gave her peace and gave her solace. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. God's about to send some angels to wake you up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, Brother Jesse, tell them what they can do to water this word quickly, and we'll let them go in the next 3 minutes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 5:30. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. It was a good word. Whenever you get a word like this, you need to listen to it, because God doesn't waste his words. He uses them for your deliverance, for your promotion, for your benefit. if you obey his word, I mean, just read the Bible. It's all throughout the Bible. If you'll just listen to God. I mean, he called the Pharisees stiff-necked and stubborn just because they were so stupid that God himself was in front of their face and they had refused to hear God so many times that they couldn't even see him when he was right there in front of them. And we as Christians so many times will say, well, not now, God. Tomorrow, maybe. Not now. And we push him off until we can see God manifesting right around us, and we're so dull that we're unable to see his provision right there. I mean, we've had services where it was right there, right in front of people, and they couldn't receive it because they had just rejected the voice of God so much they couldn't hear and they couldn't see. They were blind. So when God gives a word like this, you've got to take an action. You've got to take a step of faith to meet God at his word and allow him to work that word in you. You might say, well, how do I awake? How do I wake up? Hear God. He might have a special way that he wants you to do by faith. And as you do it, that anointing will come on you and your eyes will begin to open. And that blindness and the curses that the devil's tried to put on your life will begin to just drop off of you. Will begin to come off of you. The blinders will be lifted. You'll see things you never saw before. You'll hear things you never saw before. But you got to do it by faith. You know, we have a message, wake up. It'll be interesting to see how many people wake up and come to 21 days tomorrow. You know, it's amazing when a word like this goes forth and we get so touched and we dance and we shout and have all these manifestations, and 30 minutes later forget what happened. Don't forget the word. Write it down. Meditate on it, because, hey, if you're like me, you've had things in your life that you want to wake up from. Some people were born under curses. You know that we're born in sin? Some people were born into a nightmare. It's not God's will. That man that Jesus healed of blindness, they asked, was it, you know, his parents' sin or his that he was blind? He was born in a nightmare, blind at birth, born in a nightmare. Some of us were born in a nightmare. That wasn't God's will. And it may be as the result of sin. It may just be that God wants to show off himself by bringing you out of that situation. So if you've been in a nightmare, if you've been in a dream and you want to wake up, take this word seriously. Apply your faith to it. Step out and obey God. Do something you've never done before. And if you don't do anything else, just say, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm waking up, I'm getting out, and you do it, and I promise you, this word will manifest in your life. Amen.
We got to be faithful. I'm just hearing the Holy Ghost say, they shall all be blessed. They shall all be blessed. They shall all be blessed. I hear it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. They shall all be blessed. They shall all be blessed. And they shall all be blessed. Glory to God. And they shall all be blessed. Even you, even you, even you. I'm hearing the word of the Holy Ghost. And they shall all be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I heard God say it. They shall all be blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They shall all be blessed. There's some word out there, people. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I speak it out over you right now in the name of Jesus. They shall all be blessed. All you got to do is say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. All you got to do is say yes, Lord. Amen. Please, those of you that had God moving this way in your life before, grab somebody and encourage them and say, believe it. He'll do it. Glory to God. Just tell him, believe it. Rita, turn around and tell Annette, say, honey, don't scare her. Just tell her, say, God can do this for you, and he will. Tell her, just hold on. Not every service is like that, honey. You're about to be blessed. You got a blessing coming. You got a blessing coming. Hallelujah. People got to believe that blessing. Believe the blessing. Believe the blessing. Believe the blessing and expect it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's real. I like that. Glory to God. I just see some of you grabbing some people by the side and say, you're going to be blessed. Glory to God. The devil's trying to knock out some stuff. Glory to God. But you need to grab them. Amen. Just grab them. Amen. And say, don't you worry about a thing. You're going to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to be blessed. Somebody say, hallelujah. You're going to be blessed. Say, you come this far, you're not going to give up. Glory to God. I'm telling you right now, you are going to be blessed. Amen. I'm going to make sure you get there. Amen. Say, you're going to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're still alive, you qualify. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. From thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Go find a CD that will minister to you. Amen. And take it home and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Stay in the Spirit of God. Watch your conversation. Amen. Watch your conversation. Amen. Watch your spirit. Enjoy yourself. Amen. Stay in the Spirit of God and stay in the spirit of expectancy. Stay in the spirit of expectancy so when your visitation comes, amen. When your visitation, amen, when your blessing comes, amen, you'll be open to receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have no idea.